Fashion, very strange, as you say, and I suppose we're the same as everybody, same as every other business in the country. It's because we don't know what's coming down in the next 3 months. It's been very difficult to plan ahead. So we really, our approach has been, you know, first and foremost, the welfare of all our supporters and everybody in the country, and to use our platforms to, you know, to just echo the messages put out about social distancing. And we've also been, you know, promoting football skills, and we're due to launch an art competition. We've been running all matches just to keep people engaged and keep people's spirits up. And then obviously the big questions are, how do we move forward, which is extremely difficult. As you know, people were, you know, the date put forward was in June, which for a restart of the league, which probably doesn't look likely now. That's probably the general consensus. But so we have to look at, you know, what our income streams are, what our income streams are likely to be, and the planning in and around that. What will be paramount will be the survival of the football club, and that's where our focus is. And you know, there's also talk about a possible start-up in September time, and even a winter league. So very uncertain, and it's all speculation, Oisin, and all we can do is, as I say, evaluate where we're at. We've obviously had sponsors who'd booked in for this season, season ticket holders, and so we have to look at, you know, when it restarts, what are our income streams, how do we restructure our income streams so that we can start the season, we can get a pre-season and a good pre-season again. So very uncertain times, but we're in constant contact as a board and as a football club. And like everybody, you know, we know it's very difficult times for all of our businesses. A lot of our supporters would have been laid off. Most of our sponsors will have obviously shut down for the lockdown. And when things open up, what is important is that we have a very clear plan on how we move forward.
Yeah. We did, of course, see Shamrock Rovers this week announce that players and staff are going to take a pay cut. Fin Harps, of course, we know are different to the other sides in the Premier Division. But along those lines, business-wise, what have Fin Harps been doing over the last number of weeks, Aidan?
Well,
in relation to players, obviously.
Yeah, sure. We have a designated group. We appointed three people on the board who would work alongside our manager, Ollie Horgan, and our players have different needs. Shamrock Rovers, who you just mentioned, a number of other clubs would obviously be full-time professional clubs. A lot of our guys would be either part-time professionals. We just some guys from abroad who went home. So we've had to take it on a case-by-case basis. So there's been, I suppose, a twin-track strategy, if you like, is obviously we've had to cut costs because the income streams aren't in there. And again, look at what works for the football club. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to the players. And so we've been in discussions with the different players according to their different needs. And, you know, whether it's using the various mechanisms offered by the government and whatever else, I think we've got most people happy.
Aidan, we have this date that we now understand will be unrealistic to resume on the 19th of June, and it's going to be further down the line. But if they keep kicking these dates further down the line, does it add more pressure to the survival of the club?
Oh, of course, Oisin. I mean, I suppose at this point we should look at, you know, the people who, you know, and pay credit to the people who have joined our 500 club, which has been absolutely crucial to just keeping things ticking over. And we've been really humbled by people's support, because we know that everyone's in a very difficult situation. And but that alone won't sustain us into the future. We know that. As I said earlier, we have to reevaluate as we go on. And what's crucial in the next couple of months, if it can be done, is to get some kind of definite start date, whether they're looking at, say, a two series of games. So we would have to, reassess how, you know, we manage our outgoings and what we do. But I have to, again, compliment our players who've been very good to deal with, and all our staff, and everybody's pulled together. Everybody realizes it's an unprecedented crisis. So, you know, so I think, Oisin, as well, what's important here is I think everybody knows there's probably two or three clubs in the League of Ireland who are on different footing from ourselves. That'll be mentioned, Shamrock Rovers, have grown exponentially in the last few years, and the fact that their players are taking a cut speaks for itself. So there will be a lot of clubs involved, and as a body, I think it's important that we all work together, whether dealing with the FEI and the PCA, PFAI, and we come up with a plan across the board, because it's not just Shan Harps. We want all of our League of Ireland clubs coming through this, and you know, coming out the other end, and hopefully we're looking at some kind of start date in say late August, September time, which would give us a clear idea on how we can move forward.
Yeah, the FEI are now on board with the League of Ireland Working Group. How beneficial will that be, and how do you think that they can help clubs in this crisis, Aidan?
Well, I think that you know, there's in the couple of months before this all started, Oisin, there was a general consensus within the FEI and the other organisations mentioned, and of course the clubs have to look at ways and how we can grow the league and make it more attractive to the public and to sponsors and move forward as a group. There is ongoing discussions, as you say, between the FEI, and I think there's an enthusiasm coming from Abbottstown that's good to see, a really positive attitude towards the league. So hopefully, you know, this has given us people a bit of space to you know, come together and to look, and there's a lot of different ideas there. So the more people you have at the table coming from different backgrounds, whether it be a corporate background, financial background, football background, who are, you know, and the clubs with their own experience, the more people involved you have, the better. And this crisis, I suppose, is an opportunity to bring people together, and everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants a thriving league. It's going to be a huge ask, and as it is for every other business in the country, Oisin, but, you know, everybody wants to get the league started up again when it's safe for everybody to go back and watch some football, and hopefully we can move forward from there.
Yeah, hopefully so. Just finally, the sun is shining. I would say the pitch is looking well at Fun Park at the moment.
It's looking very well, and I suppose when everybody comes back, I think everybody's looking forward to coming out and watching some football. The pitch is in good shape, and the weather's fantastic. So, and we looked like we had a squad this year, which excited people. But, you know, we're looking forward to getting the players back eventually, and getting, I'm sure, Ollie and the management team are looking forward to getting back onto the training pitch. And we just want everybody to come out safe the other side, and hopefully we'll be all back watching football at some park sooner than later.
Yeah, hopefully so. Listen, Aidan, thanks for taking the call, and we wish you all the best with your continued battle and survival in the Premier Division with no football, because there's it's not easy, and everybody over there is trying their best. And as we said, hopefully it won't go on for much longer. We'll be able to see football return real soon. Thanks, Aidan.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Oisin. Thank you. Bye.